This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. The U.S. has banned the most common type of asbestos. Meanwhile, a Chinese company that has a location in Philadelphia is being targeted by the federal government. SEPTA entered a gun detection pilot program, and without further ado, the best cities for college basketball fans. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Asbestos, a mineral that used to be in things like building materials and even household appliances, has long been known to cause serious illnesses including lung cancer and mesothelioma, reports Y. It's still present in certain items like gaskets. Although that won't be the case anymore. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency announced Monday that it's banning the most common type of asbestos, chrysotile asbestos, along with more than 50 other countries. While not a total ban, this one will prohibit the use of chrysotile asbestos in certain products, gaskets included, like those made by the chlor-alkali industry, such as filters that are used to disinfect drinking water. Says EPA Administrator Michael Regan via statement, quote, "This action is just the beginning as we work to protect all American families, workers, and communities from toxic chemicals." A U.S. Senate committee just passed a bill that would ban government agencies from doing business with Chinese biotech companies or ones that use their products or services over alleged military ties, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. WuXi AppTech is one of these companies. Pennsylvania is one of seven states WuXi has operations in, with a campus in Philadelphia's Navy Yard. The Shanghai-based organization has significant ties to cell and gene therapy companies working in the city, and even has a partnership with the University of Pennsylvania. It's also been called a, quote, "national security threat to the United States," unquote, as officials believe it's collecting the personal health and genetic information of Americans. The bill still needs to be brought to the Senate floor for a vote. Philadelphia attempted to conduct a pilot program with an early AI-based gun detection system called Zero Eyes to fight the transportation system's violent crime, states the Trace. Attempted being the operative word, mind you, since city officials very quietly ended their contract with Zero Eyes in December. This is without, according to the Trace, spending any of the $5 million grant it got from the state to implement the technology. Both SEPTA and Zero Eyes stated in separate interviews that the authorities' cameras were incompatible with the company's software, as the software is designed to work with modern digital cameras. SEPTA submitted a modified grant request, by the way, to reallocate that $5 million to upgrade the camera systems and to pay for police overtime. How they missed the incompatibility between the cameras and the system, though, they still don't know. March Madness has arrived, says Penn Live. If you're a college basketball fan and listening to this episode in Philadelphia, know that the city was ranked as the second best for people like you in the whole country. That's right. According to a WalletHub ranking of the best cities for college basketball fans, Philadelphia came in only behind LA on a list of nearly 300 places total. There were actually seven Pennsylvania cities featured on the list, although only Philadelphia and Loretto, which came in 12th overall, ranked high up. Pittsburgh, Lewisburg, Bethlehem, Easton, and State College, on the other hand, all ranked in 101st, 119th, 159th, 161st, and 210th, respectively. That wraps up today's episode. For more news, check out PennLive.com. And please don't forget to rate this podcast and to leave it an honest review, too. Thanks ahead of time, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll be back again tomorrow for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.